Just for now, everybody. Just for now.
Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like no sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They torn around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting booed? Shit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I meant to no harm. I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. I love you more each day, but the words got in my way. Oh, I meant you no harm, and I would die
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop, 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 it out of bebop, bop, bop. Yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
Doctor prescribing me, but he ain't want to take my medicine. counting cash till my fingertips dirty. Married to the money, my team say we're too flirty.
I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate. I'm going in, everything's going my way. I'm showing out, everything's going my way. I'm showing out, oh yes, I'm showing out. I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate. I'm going in, everything's going my way. I'm showing out, everything's going my way. I'm showing out, oh yes, I'm showing out.
Ooh. All I really want to do is drive me, can't relate. And if you hear this, you would have to say, all I really do is drive me every day,
every day. My phone's on vibrate, I'm going in. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Oh yes, I'm showing out.
Ooh.
I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate, I'm going in. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Oh yes, I'm showing out.
Ooh.
We're back in the studio. Woo! Even though we're on for a brief moment in the hour and stuff like that, I'd like to give a congratulations to my new heroine, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, for being the first African-American female to get admitted in Augusta, which at this time, 100 years, did not let no African-Americans on. Matter of fact, I want to say Tiger Woods might be the first African-American admitted at Augusta, so he played a master. But it's great that they allowed the great Condi to become into Augusta right there. You know, like I said, say what you will what you say. You can't hate on Condi. You know, you can't hate on Condi. And I'm kind of glad that they chose her to be the first, you know. What do you say about that, Dana? What do you think about that, Dana, about Condoleezza Rice being the first African, the first woman?
What do you say?
What do you think about Condoleezza Rice being the first woman admitted in Augusta, a facility that did not allow women for all these years? It wasn't up until like 96 or 70 that allowed Tiger Woods in.
I think that based on the fact that she can either make history being the first woman shows that as a country, we are so freaking backwards. It is unbelievable.
Dana, it's a private club. I mean, it ain't public. It's a bunch of men that got together and said, hey, let's find a spot where we can go together. Let's find a spot where we can go and be away from our wives. You know, it's just like.
And so, I mean, it's just really strange that in this day and age that they're having, that is making history, that they're inviting a woman. Period.
Well, you know,
but I'm telling you, that's just a sign of the time.
For the last 5 to 10 years, Hootie's been getting threatened by women left and right on the fact of the matter that no women were allowed. Now, again, I say it's a private club. Now, people might say, yeah, they'll let Jews in there, they'll let blacks in there, yeah. Tiger Woods, the first one to get in there, it went to the 90s, they Tiger Woods in there. I mean, again, It ain't open to the public. It's private. Because I'm saying this. If I wanted to have my own private black men's club, I should be allowed to have my own private black men's club. Just only me and a couple of black
men. They do have private black men's club, right? They call them fraternity.
Well, listen. Because it's funny. But no, the point I'm saying is because, again, congratulations. I'm not trying to take nothing away from the great Dr. Rice's accomplishment, first of all, off top. But I'm saying they tripped on them not having blacks there. Yeah, that was a rah-ha. But when the greatest golfer of all times came knocking on the door, he wasn't out there demanding to be let in. He was out there saying, let me in, let me in.
But see, the thing is that just goes to show you. But mm-hmm. Ronnie, honestly, Jimmy, we're in the year 2012. We're in the year 2012, and this club been open how long? But you know what? But I tell you what, the members of the club obviously have turned the page and decided to let, what was it, two women in?
One white billionaire. I mean, listen, the lady's so rich. She lived about almost $73 million after college. You know what I'm saying? That's how much money the lady can throw away. You know?
So that's huge. So it's huge based on the fact that he felt that she was deserving enough to get in. But I'm going to tell you that the fact, I'm telling you, that we are moving backwards as a society. They let one in, they shut the door on 200.
Well, let me
it's
give
really
you.
Shameful.
Well, listen.
It's really shameful. I see us moving backwards as a society, not forward.
I need a list of baby Judy Rankins out here and a bunch of black women who are upset because they cannot golf at Augusta. You see what I'm saying? I mean, next thing you know, you have a bunch of women saying, I want to be in Mason now. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that? I'm just saying. Or might have some transgender saying, I want to be in a sorority. What's up with that? I'm just saying.
Don't they have some transgenders in sorority? See, the thing is that, and you know I've been saying this for a minute. You can't keep base. You shouldn't keep people out based on a characteristic, especially a characteristic that they can't change. You know what I mean? Yes, it is very honorable, the fact that he allowed Condoleezza Rice and that other lady, whoever she was, I don't know who she was. And but also, if you look at it on the other side, a woman being invited to a club shouldn't be a surprise. It shouldn't be making history. Not in 2012. But it's because we are going backwards as a society, and so when they open up the doors to one, just like with president, right? Just like with the president, they said, okay, we are give one black man the job as the head of the country, and then we're going to shut down all these other people in the city. Just like with the president, racism has never been as high as it is right now. Unemployment for minorities has never been as high as it is right now. Black people without jobs has never been as high as it is right now.
It's only high right now because it's only high right. Let me tell you. Racism is only high right now because black folks are now paying more close attention to it because they got a black president in the effing spot.
Racism is because when you give somebody a carrot, then they think that they're no longer hungry.
Okay, with all these rabbit-eating Negroes out here, I'm going to tell you this right now. The face of America is who? You got Barack Obama. On athlete of the year, you got Gabby Douglas, maybe LeBron James. I mean, first lady. I mean, right now, black is in, black is back. There is that racism right now is only being allowed because it's the last bastion of what the boogeyman going through. Let me tell you something. Hunkies feel this way about Negroes. You throw racism at them, they go running. Like, dig this though. The Ku Klux Klan wore sheets because they knew that if a black man saw a ghost, they might be scared. You know what I'm saying? So they saw Casper, had to scare him. I'm just saying. You know, in the end, they did. In the end, sheets did end up scaring black folks. But what I'm trying to say is that She's running out, but they put sheets on, like, to literally make people be scared of sheets. You know, to the point of day right now, niggas still scared of sheets. Right, to the point of day. And there's laws right now to protect you from the sheets, Ebony. I'm just saying. There's law, right. The problem is there's laws to protect everybody else from racism having three conversations. Now, Ebony to chime in, Dana. Instead of talking to the side, that's what you need to do. You need to chime in because it ain't fair. Not fair, Ebony. You know, you take me from a conversation. You're going to talk to me on the line. All right, you know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. But you're right, Dana. It is 2012, and we're just not making history. Because we black folks, y'all should be making history. And speaking of making history, here's my man, Papa Child Paul, everybody.
Do you hear that? MLDQ Productions.
You know what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, but is you making yours? You think the real to make, you know what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man and the kind that you can't ignore. On this track I stand tall as hell when I lay on it. I extend my hand, so put that pay on it. I proceed to stack Pringles and Lay's on it. They say I did it again, I said I stays on it. She rockin' a birthday suit, so I put some cake on it. She deserve it with that curvature, that's my take on it. First off, that's my place on it. It's not just me saying this, man, that's what they want it. I'm getting mad, hope you doing the same. Keep that quality in it, please do not ruin the game. What I get and what I do, I include in my name. A profit about that profit still growing, I'm proud of you, man.
Making mine, but is you making yours? Is this the real making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, but is you making yours? Is this the real making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm a man, and the kind that you can't ignore.
Could you miss it? I'm right up in your face. Can't help but to see us. We hold the lead in every race. I get it. And I make sure the reward always outweigh what the risk is. Monster in the game. Treat lame ass rappers like entrees. Chicken, filet, and a biscuit. Cat so pop, fake, and miss it. Soft as yogurt and liquid. Throw them over the cliff. It's pee and I'm known as the sickest. Making history. And if you ain't noticed, you ignorant. Pay your attention. Follow that up with dollars and cents. Come to my show. Pay homage. Add to the city. Millions in attendance, and I won't stop till I get it. Becoming my foe, I wouldn't risk it. I take the shot, you best believe I swish it. Yeah, I'm
making mine, but is you making yours? Is this the real you're making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, but is you making yours? Is this the real you're making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore.
The short show, we about, you know, coming down to the bottom half of the hour. But let me go in there and give some news going on real fast around the world. We got Phyllis Diller. She passed away today. Rosie O'Donnell almost died of a heart attack. We got Pam McCaskill about to win now because the man saying that you can kind of get raped and then you might kind of get pregnant. I don't know if man. right there. I mean, I'm not. There's no way. That's it. You know, that's what's called bath salt on the mic. You know what I'm saying? You might as well attack him. You might as well, man. He probably right still had a chance.
Excuse me. When I heard that he said that, I thought the news reporters were kidding. and especially since it was Fox.
Right. Like, hold on. You can't believe nobody. You can't believe, hold on. What man? What man? Really? What politician? Fuck a man. What politician will even say rape is incidental rape? You know?
It's just legitimate. Dude.
Right.
That is so freaking crazy. That was like the craziest statement I have heard, period, in a long time.
Well, see, he must be talking about his sex life, really, you know. Because, you know, they must have been rape games, you know. But, you know, I leave it alone. You know, they got a little. What's on the Newsweek right now saying hit the road, Barack? They trying to get rid of Barack Obama. Dig it. You got a syphilis outbreak in the porn industry, shutting down everything. You got these old baby boomers now. Beware of anybody born to 65 to 44, 41, everybody. They're not going to have hip. You know, all these 41, hepatitis C is out. It's big in the baby boomers industry. I mean, yes, sir, Bob. If you between the year, if you're born between the years of 1941 and 1965, go see your doctor. You might have hip. I'm just saying.
Say you got to do what? Wait, say one more time. I didn't hear you.
You might have hep.
That's 30
years. I don't know, Dana.
Oh,
you born next? Yeah, hep C. Now, it's going to come up. We need to get Dr. Hurt back on here, Ebony, and see if we can get have her talk about this hepatitis outbreak. We got a syphilis outbreak and a hepatitis outbreak. And just to be on the Animal Planet watch for those people who like to make love to the animals and just the 30s, is a high case of syphilis now in the koala bear community. So,
syphilis in the koala bears?
Yeah, it's a big outbreak in syphilis in the koala bear community. So I'm just saying, all you people loving these koala bears, strap up. Now, okay.
Yeah, you know, if two little koalas can get an STD, we go.
No fucking way. Evan showed me our numbers right here for August, right? Lord have mercy. Oh, look at our shit. We got about, well, you know, we average about 2,500. Listen, look at that out. Well, check that out.
What's the number for August, Jimmy?
I think our number has boosted it up. We started the year. I mean, went to the 50,000 mark, 100,000 mark, the 220,000 mark. Oh, my God. We are now knocking at the door of 325. We're at 25,000 listeners. Oh, we're booming. But that's neither here nor there. I got to look in between the numbers right now because, look at that jump. I mean, from June. Look at it from June. Lord have mercy.
And look at August. That's your listener telling you can't be taking days off, Jimmy. That's what that
I see. Lord have mercy. And Israel TV, we got Netanyahu determined to attack Iran before the election. Yeah, the war drums booming like that. The first lady had a kid state dinner today, serving cabbage, sloppy joes, and zucchini fries. All state dinner for children today. And most of the kids could be healthy meals today. That's for you, Danny. I'm going to put that out there for you. Israel is going to strike Iran in October, somebody's talking about. Well, I'm just one of those top news I think people might be looking on. Uncooked bacon left that park where Muslims are celebrating Ramadan. Labeled a hate crime. So, now, for all those people thinking about taking bacon around some Muslims, now, Diggy, hold on, Ebony, you're laughing at that. But no. You know, right, and they sell this, ain't it funny? Now, I'm about that thing. Now, the only reason I really feel that the Muslims are being tagged as a hate crime, Ebony, because those Jews know. Now, let me get some serious people now. Now, back in the day. We had to sit out there in a damn desert in Egypt. But make us pack a tent up while it is you do, we throw a damn hog on the spot. We got to pack up and we'll break out. So that's why the law's been passed. Here's funny. Here's the irony. If uncooked bacon left at a Muslim park, we celebrate Ramadan as considered a hate crime, and Muslims cannot stand it. Get the pork out the neighborhood. Stop selling it in the community then, homies. That's all
I
got to
say. You said an uncooked pork is a hate crime?
Uncooked bacon left at a park where Muslims are celebrating Ramadan is labeled a hate crime in New York City.
For not cooking bacon?
Well, if you throw some non-cooked bacon at a facility where Muslims practice in their faith, it would be considered a hate crime. Now, I have no problem with this. I got no problem. Me, I ain't got no problem with this. World talk. Because me, you throw pork in my, I got to break out too. If pork is the room in my spot, I got to break out too. You know what I'm saying? But you know, me, I'm one of them Hebrew. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school Jew. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them old cats like that. But my point of that I'm saying is this. And now we have come to the point, Dana, well, we need to legislate this now. Just as well as we legislate in gun control, we can legislate bacon control. Start checking. White men walking down the street with bags of uncooked bacon. Because it is a hate crime. Just like if I were to tell a homosexual, hey, man, get out of my face before I kill you, you fag. I get locked up for hate crime. I think it's very fair that bacon-carrying white man who wants to launch uncooked swine. Listen to Ebony. They said uncooked. It's uncooked. Now, it'd have been something different if they stood out there and just what? Start cooking bacon. Start cooking bacon. Start barbecuing bacon around them. Hold on.
Where was this?
In New York City.
In New York City?
New York City.
Help me to understand what you're saying here. In New York City, if somebody has some uncooked bacon during Ramadan, that's a hate crime.
Yeah. Listen. All I'm trying to be through it so long, thank you for popping on the table.
Now that man riding around New York with the mannequin on the noose, that wasn't no hate crime. He was expressing his individuality.
Listen.
He was really expressing his individuality.
All I'm saying is this: maybe the man riding around with the noose and the mannequin, that's his sexual preference, Dana. We already said that. We cannot criticize individuals for their sexual preferences. There are people who like to have sex with inanimate objects.
No, this dude was hating on African Americans.
No, what he wanted
yes,
to do.
Yes, he was.
Let us know that dude, Dana, had a sick fantasy that he performed with that mannequin that we don't know, we know nothing about. He just got caught driving with his pants down at the mannequin. They didn't talk about his pants down, did they? No. They just said, listen, he had a noose around the mannequin's neck. What type of noose? Was it a rope? I mean, what type of stick? I mean, you don't know what type of stick stuff he had in. You know? How was the mannequin posed? Was the mannequin hand down his hands? I mean, what was going on? You know?
This is a sick world we live in, man.
I'm just
telling you that right now.
We cannot question no one's sexuality. We own that. We already went through that. We went through that in my slow ratings month of June. We already deal with that. And I know now that people don't care about that, Dana. What they care about now, Dana, is meat now. Meat is used as a weapon of mass destruction. As a matter of fact, we need to stop dropping bombs and start dropping swine. Over there, Afghanistan, the Sand Rock, you can save a whole lot of money if you just start dropping. Tons of bacon, they will scatter. Now people might think, Dana, now I'm not trying to sound crazy, right? Because, listen, back in the Old Testament days, Israel was walking out of Egypt, what happened, building their little tents out there. All their enemies wouldn't want to start war. What happened out there? They had large pork at them. Being unclean, they had to pack it up and leave. I'm just saying.
Why?
You know what I'm just saying? Now, but the irony part of it, Dana, here's the irony part of it. The irony part of it is that they sell unto bacon in their stores.
Who does?
It's not selling pork in the black neighborhoods. Now, I'm not talking to you, Dana. I know you're pork eaters, stuff like that. I ain't talking about all you pork eaters.
I do not mess around with pork, but... but and I don't eat beef either, that's just a preference. Telling you, we live in a sick world where somebody could be charged with a hate crime for walking around with some uncooked bacon. And they said, like you said, they sell bacon in the stores. That's crazy.
Well, I got.
But the real hate crime committers, are being sent home, you know, after whatever it is that they did, whether it be shot somebody 46 times, whether it be dragging behind a truck, whether it be riding around with nooses on your truck, whether it be killing a kid with Skittles and a tea in his hand, whether it be,
And it wasn't hate crime, it was Hispanic. Like the man in Arkansas got shot in the head, we don't know about the hate crime because he committed suicide, but what I'm saying is this, Dana.
Right, right. They're like, whether they be sitting up in the back of the police car with handcuffs on and get shot in the head, But none of those things count.
To me, as a religious man, I'm happy to see a story like that. That makes me realize that God is still got his key works on the plan. Because he knows one thing. Pork is evil. Now, the fact that I wonder, was it a group of people? Okay, hold on. I got a flag from my producer. Go on to the hot summertime and go for Ramadan and everybody praying Ramadan and throwing off the pork. Well, Emmy said people just need to chill out. People just need to cool out. And she said, since everybody need to cool out, that we need to go on it.
We gonna take you back in the timeline. Number one hit, Brill. Cool. Check it out. Goes like this.
Wow.
Come on. Wait. Feels so epic.
I remember way back in 96 when Harv decided to sit me down upon that bench. He told me I could have anything I wanted to get, and I could fuck the game up depending how I put it in. Just stay on your pen, never chase a chick, and always stay focused or hustle out the trench. And if you do a little sin, say a prayer for repent, cause that's how it is when you're growing up in Quip. I'm from the place with the $7 haircut, fresh fit, put together dope when it's paired up. The place where little niggas really ain't scared much, probably on the block right now with a prepared Dutch. But they mind right for the double up, they keep that nine tucked tight cause they don't knuckle up. But when they see Braille, they yell, what the fuck is up? And I'm coolin' it, then you can catch me
coolin' with my head in the sky. Now looking at a watch, you can tell us by the time. I'm coolin', cause you can't let that shoe fly. You can catch me coolin' with my head in the ceiling. I be on the street chasing millions. Catch me coolin', cause you can't let that
Now a little older, baby mama drama, and they say she trippin' cause Braille with a different girl. But you know what's funny? That girl was Kelly Bundy, and I'm Dwayne Wayne from a different world. I thought she loved me, but it got ugly. I moved on, but she turned to be the same girl. 5 years later, chillin' at the crib, now four kids coolin' with my only girl. I know it gets rocky like Colorado, but if you make it through that storm, homie, I bravo. We out here, ka-ching that. I live by those models. Probably in the VIP with a bunch of models. Rosé bottles. Nah, I get that. I'm trying to find a way to put my city on the map. Sold out shows with a yell, Braille Mac, cause I get down like that.
Cooling with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time. I'm cooling, yeah.
Present time, next year they say the world ends. So now they got the whole world in a whirlwind. But I'm prepared, never scared with my girlfriend. All black, militant, sipping Pearl Gin. On my grown man, savvy like Errol Flynn. So when I walk by, all you hear is narrow wind. They say that boy Cole still in his black tee with diamond cuts in his mold. Outcast in my tape deck, half a stick, cause I ain't even take it to the face yet. I light it up, then glide in my space jet. I'm so winning, it's like I'm in a lace pen. I'm worth millions, damn, that's a great check. With a mind to protect it like great sex. I got this game in the glove like Apex. I drop now and I ain't even got it to you yet.
Cooling with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time.
Yeah, Ebony. Stop having a conversation with me in the back room. Like he's been cool. No, I'm off mute. I'm off mute, Ebony. Anyway, Dana, you see, I guess we back in the studio. We in the studio, I don't know how long. And Ebony just want to talk to somebody. And I got music going on. And then, you know, like, hey, right, let's talk. Talk to me. I got a show to go. Lord have mercy. Anyway, with these last 17 minutes, we got moving on with this short show. It's a long time to get back up. We back up, man. No more bullshit stuff locations. No more pulling over the side of BK parking lots. No more McDonald's parking lots. No more bootleg spots in Ohio. We straight back in the house. But that's the thing in New York about the hate crime. Anyone say everybody cool out, so we're going to be cooling out on that. But there's war going on outside. Nobody's safe, son. I'm sure they're talking about Israel, Iran. You got our president talking about if Syria has chemical weapons. You know, that's a red line. It's a no-no. But Syria said they got them already. They're like they hide. You know, so I'm saying it's just a crazy mixed up world. It's the doggy dog world. I should take some Richard Temple's field, but yeah, I hold that for another day. Anyway, all right, Dana, I got about 16 minutes left. What you want? Matter of fact, give me Dr. Kiki Hurt from where I'm right out. How's your weekend? You lost Dana right there. Give me Dr. Kiki. I know she's there, but, you know, she must be on the line. Oh, she can't hear me. Oh, I must get in a blue room. Which one you give me?
Wait, Jimmy, can you hear me? Have I been blue roomed?
No, you still blue room yourself.
Have I been given the obligatory blue room?
You know, look here. You're like a little kid. Mommy can take a time out and literally go to the kitchen and sit down. You know? Hey, mommy.
You know, I think I need to be put on punishment at least about once a week. So that's, I guess, the blue room is it.
Right.
But I can tell you this, Jimmy. Today, I found out just how far people are willing to go to hide and deceive.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I have learned that equal, we don't have equal opportunity rights. We got smoke and mirrors. I learned that people will lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal, they'll commit fraud. They don't care. And it's really scary because the field I work in and the environment that I work in, we need people to be ethical, but they're not. You see? So I guess I had an interesting day. I'm done. You know what I mean? It's time for me to just hang my hat up and say it's a wrap because I can't be a part of something that's unethical. You know, if I got to have, if I'm going to stand up and say we should have a moral, a society with morals, then I need to make sure that I place myself in that kind of an environment. And right now, that's not where I am.
Right. Right. Well, Dana, listen here. What I'm coming at is this, that when it's time to make a change, you got to make a change, because what is change without change? No change. You know?
Right, but you know what, Jimmy? When you are placed in a position where you can put somebody's life on the line, you're supposed to be making the best decision possible, because I don't want somebody risking the lives of my children, my cousins, my brothers, my sisters, my friends, or even strangers. If they are liars, if they are cheaters, and if they will commit fraud. It's as simple as that. Don't put somebody else's life on the line for your immoral act. Don't have somebody stand up and say they're willing to die, and you're the one that's trying to shoot at them. You know what I'm saying?
I do, Dana, but listen, I was trying to calm down for a second, and I want you to have a heart attack. Just calm down. If you get a heart attack, let me go to Dr. Kiki Hurt, and this is heart attack.
Yeah. What a party at? Say what? Yeah, we gon' party till we drive out. Smoking, drinking, taking shots till my blood start making clots. I'm sweating, got me feeling hot. My heart starts beating up. Can't speak, can't breathe, I'm stuck. I'm on my knees, my body freeze. My heart get beat. Now I'm looking at the playback. North should have been cooking healthy since way back. On the IHOP nights, the fast food fries got me on the ground, laid back. All the salt, someone say that. No workout, late snack. Push on my chest, breath hard to catch. These are the signs of a heart attack.
I'm living fast, got me zoning. It's feeling like a heart attack. My body said needs a moment. Can't breathe, I'm laying on my back. Pressure on my chest, pressure on my chest. Oh, it's feeling like a heart attack. Pressure on my chest, pressure on my chest. Oh, it's feeling like a heart attack.
Heart palpitation, got my sweat racing down my cheeks, I can hear my heart beating. My chest feeling heavy, like a sumo. I really need some ass. Give me two of those, I need to chew them up fast. So my heart is low, I'm feeling a heart attack. And now I'm on the floor, look. Let me tell you how I got in this position. Isn't vacant, no fitness. I live in the kitchen. A couple bears of chips, plus a deal, I can't forget that. A TV, a six pack, I step back, I gap back. Cholesterol climb, my health fell down. Now I'm riding ambulance, heart attack took me down.
My heart can't take no more.
My heart can't take no more.
I feel it beating fast.
I'm falling on the floor.
911, somebody call 911, yeah.
Pressure on my chest, pressure on my chest, oh. It's feeling like a heart attack. Pressure on my chest, pressure on my chest, oh. It's feeling like a heart attack.
I did the wrong drug, I ate the wrong food. My life is on the line, is this what it comes to? Is this what it comes to? Could be so many things. Symptoms, I feel a thing. My heart is racing. Boom, boom, boom. Do you hear that? And the beat just stops. Clear, clear.
now I'm back. I might be lucky, but some other people might not be. Got damaged arteries. Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, Dana, just, okay, Dana, if you can, you can self-blue room yourself now. You know, right. But how many months have I left in the service, Dana?
I'm down to 10, unless these criminals keep trying to hit me up.
What? Can you take a vacation for a minute?
Huh?
Can you take a vacation for a minute?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking some vacation time. I'm taking some vacation time.
What you need to do is come get me, take me on a vacation, let's go to Vegas, and we leave this trip that way. And we hit the iHeartRadio cop. I don't know.
I know, we're going to hang out. We're going to hang in the house-a-thon.
You need to take a 20-mile-hour drive to miss a party, stay up all night to leave the next day. You need to be right. Just the name.
Exactly. Exactly. Come hang out, hear some good house music, and
right.
Be happy that I'm in the shy. And you know, but I can't visit the shy without going to see Theo Huff. I'm telling you right now, my visit home will not be the same.
You'll find Theo wrong. Theo Huff is wrong. You know. You can't hate on Theo. You can't hate on Theo. Theo is wrong. We're going to have to
run from Theo to the house music. Theo to the house music.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to try to have some citizens here discussing what it's meant to be a sovereign citizen here and what do they think about the government placing sovereign citizens on terrorist watch list, you know. And
on what?
The terrorist watch list if you're a sovereign citizen. What it means to be a sovereign citizen, what the benefits of being a sovereign citizen, and why a sovereign citizen is good for individuals. And then I'm trying to see if I have some people discuss what they feel about the government putting them on the list. That's that. When is them trying to have Dr. Kiki Hurt on to probably talk about a little diabetes or a heart attack or any other little ailments? I'm trying to have a Dr. Hurt segment there. Thursday, people, we will be having our top 10 list back. Stay tuned. We might throw some on you. We might splash something out on you on the Sabbath. You know, we might come back on Friday before the sunset, you know, on the Sabbath, knocking that stuff off. And then Saturday afternoon, we're going to, maybe not this Saturday, two Saturdays, we'll be broadcasting live in Wilberforce, Ohio. It's something I'm trying to tag as Central State Saturdays. I'm going to have a lot of key topics with the youth of the mall, see what they're discussing. And I didn't have zombie news today. I'm going to try to bring some of that tomorrow because we just got back in the crib. Everything's just touching down everything. And we'll be having some new Jay Shine. Ebony, while you're on the Facebook page, can we give any upcoming events that we missed passed out already? Go down the line. That's us, right? Sad J Shine album. Go down. Go down. Go, 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 go. Right there. Open bar Thursday where? Club 228. And that's where, Mississippi?
17920
15th
Street in Gulfport.
That's Gulfport, Mississippi. I am Cousin Glenn on there. Keep going down. Sister. Open bar. Open bar. Man, are you a man mogul group, Ebony? Okay. Go to your group second, see if they put you in this group. So go there for a second. Go. Nah, I say that. Okay. You got some poisons or stuff. Anyway, all right, Dana. In the 5 minutes I got left, before they are trying to get you shots out, Beans, go ahead and take them. It's right here with them.
Wait, say again, Jimmy?
Get some slides coming up at your location. And the two chefs of it. 404-593-1596. It's an ATL. Some of the location in ATL. Check it out. Beans. Made Mogul Production. Anyway, Dana, so how was your weekend now? Besides it's Shakedown City.
I had a good weekend, Jimmy. And you know what? I had a great weekend, actually. I saw Spider-Man, which I know I'm kind of late, y'all. I saw the Abraham Lincoln vampire movie, which is actually pretty interesting, especially at when you look at who was being depicted as the vampires. And I went and saw an old movie. That's my boy. So for the most part, I spent my weekend eating popcorn, hanging out with my children, and watching movies. Great time.
What's going on, Sean? We got this last 2-3 minutes. What's happening, Zach, man? Ain't heard you,
man. I came in late. Y'all must have came on late, man.
Yeah. We had a little technical difficulty set back. Hey, how your family doing, man?
They all right, man. They all right. Hey, Dana. Hey.
Good. We missed you. I missed you with the hot topics.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I miss y'all, too. I went out of town for a minute. But what's y'all been up? Well, how long? Y'all got 3 more minutes?
Well, get in the mall because you about to fade it out. We went through everything from your girl Condoleezza Rice being the first black woman there. The boy getting shot in the head. Ain't nobody saying nothing about that. War in Iran, war in Syria.
Paul Ryan budget. Hey, I'm going to have to get with y'all, try to get with y'all tomorrow then, man. Because y'all came in, I mean, I checked it out 9 o'clock, wasn't nobody there. So,
came in late. We started a little later for a little hour show, but the tune just keep getting a little rewind, we'll be back on. So we just fade out like that, and I guess, well, hey.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, peace, everybody. I'll try to get with y'all tomorrow then.
Good night, Sean. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Okay. All right.
Man, this was crazy, man. It's like my life story right here.
I get your role on the morning. I'm glad the Sean is checked in. I'm glad it's mother and everybody's fine. That's good. Everybody's in worries, stuff like that. As long as it's good night, may your God be with you. And then it's calm me down, man. You got like 9.5 months, man. 9.5 months, man. Add this stuff up. Add it up to the mall.
Her interest would grow. She came to my show. She knew every note, each line that I wrote. Oh, oh, oh. And suddenly she was in love. In time I met this little girl, was attracted to her ways. Oh, what took years for some couples to build, for us it's just a day. So as time went on, I wrote her more songs, not knowing that song would soon come along.
Started to see I was not